There's an interesting medrash in Parshas Truma. Pasuk says, "V'nosato el oroin eis ha'edus asher etein elecho." The lucho is the Torah was put in the oroin that Hashem is giving us. So the medrash seems to be first. Rashi just says the edus. Is what's the edus? The Torah is the edus. Shehila edus beinu beinechem shetzivisi eschem mitzvos haksubas bo. The Torah is called edus because it's made of this special relationship that we have, that I commanded you all of the mitzvos that are written in it, and therefore the Torah is called edus. It's an edus to this unique relationship that I chose you and commanded you to do the mitzvos. So the Medrash over here says, Nosat el oroin, boy re'eh, kama nesinois heim, how many givings, matona, nesinois, he explains here that it should have said, Eloshon hachnosa, you put it in. What do you mean it's given? So it comes to teach us something. Hatera is a matona, shenema ki lekachtoiv nosati lochem. Referring to the Torah, it says the Torah is a matona, nosati. Voimer, vayiten el Moshe, Kichaloisoi. Again, Nesino. Vayitein. Ve'oimer, ve'nosata el he'oroin, esho'edus, you put into the oron, Nesino. V'chein ha'tera mitchiloso v'ad soifo kruya matona. Tera is called a matona mitchiloso v'ad soifo. It's a matona from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. Why? Lefi she'nitno ba'midbor v'mokem hefker. The Torah was given in a midbar, in a place of hefker. The whole horitze litol yovei vehitol. The kach nikreis matona. Why ultimately is the Torah called matona? Because it was given in a midbar, in a mokum of hefker, and anyone has a right to take it. Okay, a bit of a strange thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a matona. We say, asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim, v'nosan lono es toiroso. He chose us, and he gave us his Torah. But the emphasis on the Loshen Matono V'nosato Esoedos Asher Etene Lecho and Kilechachto V'nosati and again V'nosato El Oroin. So the Chazal say that this Loshen is to emphasize that the Torah is all Matono, which means, why is it called a Matono? Because it was given in a midbar, in a mokum hefker, and anyone has a right to take it. That's why it's called batona. So it seems that this idea of given in a midbar, and that's why it's a matona to Klal Yisrael. Asher bochar bonu mikol ha'amim, v'nosan lono es toirosoi. Ki lekachtoiv nosati lochem. It was given to us. So yes, it's called matona because it was given in a midbar, and because it's hefker, and anyone who wants to take it can take it, may be true, but ultimately it was a gift that was given to Klal Yisrael. It was bochar bonu mikol ha'amim v'nosan lono es toirosoi. So, what exactly is this hefker and this midbar all about? It would seem that the pshat is that the Torah was given. It's called a matona because it was given in a mokum hefker, which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it over completely. If something is hefker, that means the bailim has lost all control. There's no strings attached. It does not belong to him. He has no influence. He has no shaychus. It's gone. If it was given as a matona could be on it tonight. It's a matona. So I give you a matona. I expect certain things in return. I retain. It's a matona to you. But there's even such a thing as matona manasla hachzir. That there are strains of ownership which can be held back in a matona. But here, this called matona, Chazal say, because over here it's completely hefker. The Torah is hefker. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no. He was mafker it completely. It's true he gave it to the Klal Yisrael, and it's taka. It's called the edus because it's a sign of this special relationship. He gave it to us, but in reality, it's matona completely and totally because it's hefker in terms of, it can't be anything else, in terms of the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu has relinquished all rights over the Torah. Now, I think if we think about that, the implication of that idea that And in the same Medrash actually says, it says, when it says Eidus, why is it called Eidus? It's an Eidus, the Torah is an Eidus le'olam, shakodesh baruch hu bochar b'Yisrael, v'noslem terosa. Mitzarecho, the Torah is an Eidus that Kodesh Baruch Hu chose us and gave us the Torah and has this Beini u'Beinechem, as Rashi says, this special relationship. Mitzad Sheni, we have to know. It's a matona in the total sense that it's completely hefker. And really, anyone who wants can take it and join it. The Klal Yisrael is always open to Gerim. They want to join the club and you want to keep the rules of the club. So fine, you could do it. But the idea is that it's hefker, it's a total matona, and Klal Yisrael was given that matona, and it's completely ours. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has relinquished his rights on it, any control on it whatsoever. And it's interesting the extent to which Chazal go to that tell us this. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, if you turn on the other side, Nun Tesovet Beis, the whole shaila about the Tanur Shel Achnoi. So they had them. So there was a machloikis, and then they brought rayas, and one thing min hashamayim, another sign min hashamayim, all kinds of things to show like one daya. And finally, at the end, the baskol comes out, and the ein mashkicha baBaskol. Sorry, loy b'shamayim hi. We don't follow a baskol. The Torah, the losh shekvar nitno Torah mehar Sinai, ein onu mashkicha baBaskol. Shekvar kosavto b'har Sinai b'Torah achrei rabim l'hatos. So it gave us in the Torah the way to go, and that's the way we go. But baskol we don't, because shekvar nitno b'har Sinai. You gave us the Torah. The giving was such, you have no strings attached. It's completely hefker. You have no influence. You can't. Baskol comes out. Sorry, ein mashkicha b'baskol lo b'shamayim. The extent of the gift is so extreme. It's like beyond. And finally, the Gemara Fir Zoysen says, what did I call it? They met Elio Anovi, Reb Nosson found Elio Anovi, and he said, what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing at this moment when we ignored his baskoil? It says, Kochiach veOmar. He was smiling, and he said, Nitzchuni Bonai, Nitzchuni Bonai. They beat me. They beat me. They won. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. The Torah was given totally and completely to Klal Yisrael without any strings attached. The authority to Paskin et Shailas was given to the Beis Din. I mean, the Koyach, the Chazon Ish describes in one place, the Koyach of Beis Din, that when Beis Din decides to make a Ibayor, to add another Ador, what happens to a girl? The Halacha is, and the Metzius is, that ad shalosh shanim b'suleh choizrim, a girl who loses her psula before 3 years old, by 3 years old it comes back. What happens if her third birthday is now a month later? It's not 36 months from birth, but 37 months from birth, because Beis Din added another choidish. It says psuleh choizrim at 37 months. I understand. There's biology. There's teva. No, there's no such thing. There's the koyach hapsak of the Torah. If Beis Din added another month, then the metzius of b'sulei choizrim changes according to that psak. Ad kedei kach. This was the Torah that was given to us. Chukos shemayim v'oretz imloy brisa yoyim v'alaylo. Chukos shemayim v'oretz, the control of chukos shemayim v'oretz. The psak din is the ultimate, and so many things. So I mean, there's stories, and there's in the Gemara, and there's stories in life of people about what a psak din, the koyach of psak din has. This is the Koyach HaTorah, it's ours. But Ad Kedei Kach, it goes even one step further. The Gemara in Gittin, Vavo Medbeis, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? He's Oisek in the Sugya Pilegesh Begiva. They met Eliyahu, he says, what's Hashem doing now? He's learning the Sugya Pilegesh Begiva. What's he saying? So Avyosa says, Zvuv Motza, Yonison says, Nima Motza, what's Hashem saying as he's learning the sugya? Hashem is learning the sugya. Machlekes, the Gemara says, came bitzad talmidim shloshim shukol tzorchom. So they didn't get the full amount, the full depth of understanding that the Rebbe had. So they came out with differences of opinion or shades of difference or different ways of looking at things. Good, okay. Well, there is one emes. The Rosh Hashanah says there's one emes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu passed that on. He also taught him what the later people are going to see in the perspectives to give it that status of Torah Misinai. But Lamais HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Lamais either way is good. By him, that's something else. But he's chazaring the Torah. He's learning the sugya. What's the sugya? The sugya now is Yonis Abani Maho Emer, Elvios Abani Maho Emer. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu learns the sugya, because it's our Torah. He gave it to us. The way, if Yosef says this and Yonis said this, then as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned, those are two different opinions that are both acceptable. And when he, what that ever means, Avkav Yochol, Hashem is learning the Torah, that's what he's reviewing. And then finally he says, the Gemara asks, Umika Sveiko Klapish Mayo, Hashem has a sofik, Omele Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. That this is Divrei Elokim Chayim. He gave us the Torah. It's Divrei Elokim Chayim. Every position that we have, because of the matona that was given unattached and with hefker and with no conditions and is totally ours, ad kedei that a baskoil can't change the halacha if we follow the psak achrei Rav La'atus. Same thing is true over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim. I gave you the Torah, memele your opinion and your opinion. Whatever the fact that before all of that, there was one opinion that maybe I held, but both is equally important, and I chazam my Torah that way because it was given totally to Klal Yisrael. I just thought that to enhance a little bit our appreciation of what we have, how fortunate we are. At the whole world, it's Eidus, it seems like Le'olam, that's the Lashon of the Medrash. The whole world should know that Hashem chose us and gave us the Torah. But look what he gave us. Mitzad echod ashebo charbonu is such a unique and precious feeling. Mitzad sheni venosan lonu estoy rosoi. It's ours. It's completely ours. It's hefker. Anyone can come and have it. But they have to come and have it the way it is. But it's a special sign of a relationship and given to us in such a total format that the Rabbeinu Shleilim himself has relinquished. Even the Lashon, I quote him many times, the Torah says in the Kavona for Birchas HaTorah, it says that he used to be Mishtasheya. Sounds like not anymore. The delight of the Torah, the psak of the Torah, the control of the Torah, the authority of the Torah, all that was given to Klal Yisrael. If that's the case, Ashreinu Matoim Chalkeinu, we must be very, very privileged.